Propolis. It's Easy to Make It Rough. Written by Teresa J. Martin. Propolis, a form of social immunity. Propolis is a vital component of the honeybee immune system because it has antimicrobial, antiviral, and antibacterial properties. Propolis increases colony health and reduces the necessity for the colony to activate energetically expensive immune expression and engage in social immunity behaviors. The honeybee immune system is complex and effective. Honeybees protect themselves from pathogens, both at the individual bee and colony levels. Individual honeybees have a wax-coated cuticle made of chitin and proteins that protects the outside of their body, which they keep clean of foreign objects through self-grooming. Individual bees also have innate immunity, which is immunity they possess their whole lives, enabling them to mount a response against certain pathogens that enter their body. As a superorganism with many individuals densely packed together, honeybees evolved to cooperate to fight pathogens at the colony level, which is called social immunity. There are many forms of social immunity. For example, a colony can raise the brood nest temperature, creating a social fever to kill the fungus that causes chalkbrood. Another social immunity behavior is allogrooming, which is when bees groom each other to remove foreign objects, such as Varroa destructor. Hygienic behavior is a third example, where workers detect and remove diseased pupae to remove pathogens from the brood nest. Fighting pathogens is costly and takes a toll on individual bees and the entire colony. Propolis acts as a natural defense against pathogens such as American foulbrood and deformed wing virus. Energetically expensive immune expression is lower in colonies with abundant propolis versus in colonies with less propolis. Bees coat the entire rough interior of a tree cavity with propolis, creating an immunity-enhancing propolis envelope. To maintain the medicinal value, bees add new propolis on top of the old and restore the antimicrobial properties of the envelope. This propolis envelope surrounds the colony and likely serves many non-mutually exclusive purposes. Simone Finstrom et al., 2017, page 4 and page 2. Workers expend a great deal of energy collecting resin and depositing propolis inside their homes. A forager collects plant resin, which is produced by several species of trees. She breaks off a chunk of resin with her mandibles and presses it into her corbicula, pollen basket, returns to her hive, and walks to the location where propolis is needed. A second worker removes the resin from the forager, adds wax to the resin, and deposits it where it is needed. The process of removing the resin and depositing the propolis can take anywhere from 15 minutes to several hours. Because bees do nothing that is superfluous, this demonstrates the importance of propolis to the colony. Bees also use propolis as caulk and as building material to make their homes draft-free and sturdy. By sealing holes and cracks with propolis and making micro-adjustments to openings, bees control ventilation and humidity. They use propolis to make their homes safer from larger invaders, such as mice and yellow jackets, making entrances smaller or closing off holes that would otherwise need to be defended by guard bees. Rough hive body interiors. All beekeepers desire colonies with strong immune systems and an increased ability to fight pathogens, as these are the colonies that are more likely to be healthy and productive. To achieve this, I purposefully select 4 colonies that deposit the most propolis. I also avoid scraping off propolis. If there is propolis truly in my way, I scrape it off and drop it elsewhere inside the box. The bees will repurpose it, moving it to where they need it. At least they do not have to forage for it again. Also, beekeepers can roughen up the inside of hive bodies, which stimulates the bees to smooth out the rough surface with propolis. Hodges and colleagues, 2019, researched 3 methods for increasing propolis deposition in standard hive bodies, concluding that general roughening up of hive interiors is the best method of the 3. In addition, using rough-cut lumber produces a similar result. Before I give a hive box to my bees, I roughen up the inside. Regardless of whether the box will be used for brood or honey, I roughen up every deep, medium, and shallow, using a wire brush connected to a grinder or a knot-hole drill bit. This effort takes about 2 minutes per box. While the result is not as rough as the interior of a tree cavity, the bees deposit significantly more propolis on these roughened-up interiors versus a regular smooth hive body. If you are a beekeeper who already has your equipment, roughening up the inside of your hive bodies or using one of the other methods Hodges and colleagues recommend might work for you. If you are a new beekeeper purchasing equipment, you might explore some of the rough interior options manufacturers have recently started offering. Propolis is vital to honeybee health and their resulting productivity. Roughening up the inside of hive bodies is not difficult and provides significant immunity-boosting value that is continuous and everlasting. Author description. Teresa J. Martin is the author of Dead Bees Don't Make Honey, 10 Tips for Healthy, Productive Bees, which includes a foreword by Dr. Thomas Seeley. Teresa has achieved 99% colony survival and honey production that is twice the local average in her 7 years as a beekeeper, with 20 to 25 colonies in Kentucky. Teresa can be reached at teresa@littlewolf.farm. Please see Bee Culture Magazine for 9 pictures and 6 references that accompany this article. Read for you by Teresa J. Martin. Music by Evan Schaefer. Song title Graze. Creative Commons Free Music Archive.